Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Tuesday.
Yes.
Took me a minute to figure that out. It took me a second to figure that out. It is Tuesday, which means our dear friend Miss D joins us. Hey, Miss D, are you there?
I'm back. Did you miss me last week?
We did miss you. I've got so used to chatting with you once a week. I'm a man of habit. I like my routine, and I also like my great friends, of which you certainly are. So we missed you. How was your travels?
Oh, it was wonderful. I was away for Mother's Day and birthdays and kindergarten graduations. So it got a bit hectic. That's all I'll say.
I love your family. They are so much fun. Hey, love to your mommy, the original Miss D. Let's jump in.
Of course.
To the show. What time is it, my friends? It is.
It's tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. Taylor Swift seems to have broken her silence about dating Matt Healy, saying life makes sense. It's awfully sweet, isn't it? So she broke her silence amid all the rumours that she's dating on stage during her tour. It stopped in Massachusetts. I'm going to go this weekend in New York, Miss D. I was invited to see Taylor Swift. I know.
Oh, so much fun.
Wait. So while she was on stage, really having the time of her life, she said the following quote. I kind of feel like telling you, I've just never been this happy in my life, in all aspects of my life ever before. So that's interesting. She could have just said, I'm really, really happy. She deliberately said, in all aspects of my life. She went on to thank everybody at the concert. Thank you for being part of that. And she said once again that it's not just the tour that's making her happy, which must mean it's her private life too. Mm. She added, quote, I just sort of feel like my life finally feels like it makes sense. I like that. When life makes sense, when you have that feeling that it all just fits together. I know you struggle with this, Miss D. I do too. But occasionally, hopefully more often than not, you find where you're meant to be and it all falls together, falls into place like a jigsaw puzzle. I think this is really, really sweet. These two have been rumoured to be dating for a couple of weeks. They were spotted having a rooftop dinner together in New York City, and he also was spotted going into her apartment in Tribeca.
Ooh.
They're a couple. Let's just be honest. They are a couple. But the news here is that Taylor's happy, but I think what's even more interesting, Miss D, she wants us to know. She doesn't have to say any of this. She wants us to know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, we all know that Taylor's been looking for love for a very long time. We can just listen to all her songs and kind of follow along her relationships. So if this is the one, you know, we can't help but be happy for her. However, we do know there's been some controversy behind some of the things that Matt has said in the past that aren't maybe the most politically correct things. So I think what Taylor is doing here, especially since some of her fans have spoken out and said, oh, please don't be dating this guy. He's not the right guy. I think think she's trying to do kind of like a softball. It's like when you know your parents might not like the guy, so first you introduce him to your sister cousin, you get her on board, and then you move up to maybe your favorite aunt before you take it to. That's what Taylor is doing. She's preparing her audience to be on her side.
Yes.
So when they finally decide to do their first red carpet together, it's not that she's canceled.
Right, right. Oh, you're so smart. I've said all along, I've said this for years, that you should do a dating advice book, Misty. You know this world. You know exactly what she is up to. I totally agree with you. Now, we should point out that Matty was spotted at her concert with her dad. So he's met Mr. Ooh. Swift, and they looked quite happy together. I want Taylor to be happy. You're right. We've been on this story, it feels like a decade. Remember Jake Gyllenhaal, that awful John Mayer? He didn't treat her very well. Like, Taylor, we do want you to be happy. Remember Taylor Lautner from the Twilight movie? She dated him.
Yes.
I want Taylor to find the one. I thought Joe Alwich, and she dated him for, I think, 6 years. I thought he was the one, but no, he's not. I think having another musician, maybe a little bit of a bad boy, is probably something that is really exciting to Taylor, but I want it to be bigger than that, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Taylor Swift seemingly breaks her silence about dating Matt Healy, saying, quote, "Life makes sense." That's an awfully lovely thing to say, isn't it? Our question is, has Taylor finally found the one? Fingers crossed. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Misty, what are you working on?
Well, Priyanka Chopra, she's on this show on Amazon Prime Video called Citadel. She's also very good friends with Meghan Markle. So she's on the show and she plays a secret agent. And there was a line on the show that was a little bit, let's just say, naughty. So basically, on the show's third episode, the line delivered was, "The chief of armed forces? You might as well have asked me how to get between the legs of the Duchess of Cambridge." Now, take a moment. The Duchess of Cambridge was Kate's title for over 10 years prior to her becoming the Princess of Wales last September.
Oof.
So the reason why I'm telling you this is because Priyanka is friends with Meghan Markle. So everybody's thinking, is this a dig? And Page Six is reporting that Priyanka knew that the line was there because she was reportedly in the scene that it happened. So the question is she kind of like, okay, it's part of the script? Or was she, like, supporting her friend with a little side eye? What do you think, Rob?
Well, I think it's a little side eye. Priyanka Chopra is a very strong, powerful person. And I know people who know her. She says what she wants. And I think that's why we love her. We really respect her. She's no shrinking violet. She could have said, "I don't like that line. It's going to cause all this drama. Don't say it. It's obviously going to get out. It's a TV show. It wasn't said in a restaurant. This is going to air on TV. So we're going to see it." I would have asked them to remove the line. They could have put a different person in there. It didn't have to be the Duchess of Cambridge. It didn't have to be Kate Middleton. It could even need to be there, really. It's such a vulgar thing to say. I'm shocked that she allowed this to happen, but I know she did. This wasn't an accident. This wasn't by chance. This is something that Priyanka must have been okay with, or else she would have shut it down. What will be interesting is that now it's leaked out. Will it air now, Miss D? Before, you were a fabulous host of podcasts and television shows. I met you as a TV reporter. Nobody knows TV like you do. What do you think is happening here?
Well, obviously, people want to be very kind of shocking in television right now. That's what sells. You make shows that just shock people. I think whoever wrote this line, it was in bad taste to begin with. And how it even slipped through writers and directors and producers and showrunners makes no sense to me. Because it's just like you said, it's just vulgar and uncalled for, especially in the time of Me Too movement. And why are we putting a woman down?
Yeah.
Now, this is what I think will happen. If it does air and there's enough problems, it will be pulled, and the episode will either be changed and it could be replayed or when it's played in other countries or over again, you will never see that line. And it could affect the entire show continuing. So it's a really big decision to let one little line that really doesn't make any sense.
Don't do it. On our podcast, if there's something I say that I'm uncomfortable with, the same as you, Mr. We take it out. If you feel uncomfortable,
of course.
Don't do it. Hey, moving along, I love this story. Harrison Ford is at the Cannes Film Festival where he is premiering Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. And he got a really lovely, lovely welcome when a reporter called him still very hot. She said, quote, "I think you're still very hot." An unidentified reporter, female reporter, told Harrison Ford. And she said, "We were stunned to see you take your shirt off for the second round." He takes his shirt off in the movie. And she said, she got a little flustered and said, "How do you keep fit?" And then asked, "Can you ride a horse?" And he was quite taken back by this. He was giggling and he said, "I can ride a horse. Thank you for your question. I forgot everything up to that part." The director went on to say that Harrison Ford is a machine. On the first day of shooting, they were shooting the scene until about 5 a.m. in the morning. Everybody was exhausted. And then Harrison got on a mountain bike and went for a 50 kilometer hike, trail, ride. He said, "Harrison is a monster of a man, a very nice month." Harrison once again got embarrassed and said, "There's some partial truth there." And then he held up his fingers, smiling, and said, "Look, I've been blessed with this body. Thank you for noticing." I think it's good to make fun of yourself. It's always a little bit shocking when somebody says how cute you are. Even if you're Harrison Ford, I find a compliment about my work, about my intelligence, I find that really flattering. But honestly, Miss D, if somebody said that they thought I was cute, it's happened a few times, it always takes me back a little bit. That's the hardest compliment for me to take.
Yes, and we just have to point out that we are still in a Me Too movement, so we probably shouldn't be commenting on people's bodies, male or female. However, this is Harrison Ford. He is one of the OG action stars. I was just watching Return of the Jedi, and he looked amazing. So to know that this man, who is almost 80 years old, is in the finest shape of his life, and he's mountain biking, I'm just so happy. He was in a plane crash, and look how far he's come. So I understand. And you know what? I'm going to be totally honest. I kind of did the same thing to an actor once. Maybe a little too many bubbles, and I'm like, every woman here wants you to be, it was Jonathan Jackson, and I was like, every woman here just wants you to be her boyfriend. And his answer was, "Well, thank you, I'm flattered, I have a girlfriend." It was Diane Kruger at the time, but so it does happen, but we have to be careful.
We have to
compliment the work, not the body.
Yes, you do have to be careful. When you introduced me to Dale Moss from The Bachelor,
I know,
oh my goodness, we were at a party, we'd had a few glasses of champagne, and I was like, hello.
They beautiful.
You are beautiful. Hey, moving along, Wanda Sykes is speaking out about cancel culture. Now, lots of comedians have said that they hate this. They don't like it at all. They're frightened that their comedy could be cancelled. Wanda has a very different opinion.
She does. She says that she's not worried about it because now people, there are just consequences. That's what she's telling them. So she had an interview in The Guardian, 59 years old, and she says she's explaining why it just means that people are being held accountable for their actions. And she basically said the people who are most upset about it are straight men, because they can't say things now, because, you know, you probably will get canceled. And that's why it happens. And she says for herself, only God can say, "All right, Wanda, that's enough." She's also okay with distancing herself from certain comedians who have been a little bit, I'm going to use the word twice this time, naughty. So back in 2018, she was the first person to cut ties with Roseanne Barr when Roseanne posted a racist tweet about a senior member of the Obama administration.
I remember.
And Wanda said, "Honestly, I never like fell out with her. I just made a statement that I could no longer be on that show because of the comment." So it wasn't like she's like, "We're not going to be friends anymore." She just chose not to work with the woman. We've talked about that. We want to work with nice, good people.
I want decent, kind, non-racist people around me.
Let's put that in there.
About that too. It is interesting. Cancel culture sounds terrible, but if you change the word cancel with the word consequence culture, it doesn't sound as scary, does it? I think there should be consequences. If there's no consequences in life, then you never learn from bad behaviour. I would argue we've met a lot of celebrities, Miss D. The naughtiest, the meanest, the rudest, the most racist celebrities are the ones that get away with it. And they constantly get away with it. And there's no backlash. There's nothing, there's no consequence for their actions. So I think there should be consequences here. And I think that is what Wanda is saying. Hey, before we get a break, Kim Kardashian is talking about the chaos of being a single mom. She said it is the most challenging yet rewarding thing she's ever done in her life. And she even admits some nights she cries herself to sleep saying, holy SH, this effing tornado in my house, the children. Like, what just happened? She shares daughter North, who's now 9, Chicago 5, as well as son Saint 7 and Psalm, who is 4, with her ex Kanye West, calling the joys of parenting full madness at time. She said she can best say that it is chaos, and also adds that it is the most rewarding job in the entire world. Because Kim is Kim, so famous for being Kim, sometimes it's easy to forget that she is a mom. But all of my sources around Kim tell me this really is the most important thing in her life.
Oh, and I would agree. And she has it down pat. I mean, anytime I go and visit my nephews, it's pure chaos. From the moment I touch down till the moment I leave. But it is the best chaos in the world. And it just goes to show you that being a single parent is hard. My mom did it, and she did it fabulously. Yeah. And I know what people are going to say. Kim, you've got all the money in the world. Yes, she's going to have nannies and help. So it's going to be a little bit easier for her on the physical side. But the mental side of taking care of 4 kids and making sure them happy is still going to be the same. So yes, she does have it a little bit easier, but mentally, and when you're single and alone, you can get sad. Even Kim Kardashian, though I'm sure there's some men who would love to meet her lining up.
Good gracious, that's another conversation. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Miss D. Hey, Miss D, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Dun, dun, dun.
Last show, we talked about how Prince Harry and Meghan were accused of being too cheap to pay for a hotel in New York, and that's why they got in all that trouble. The reason they were in that alleged car chase is they didn't want the paps, the photographers, to find out where they were staying, because they were staying at a friend's apartment. Had they just stayed at a hotel, everything would have been much more simple, but there are reports that they are too cheap to pay for a hotel. Would you let them sleep on your sofa? Would you have Harry and Meghan up there in the 50s, Miss D, by you on the sofa? Let's have a look. 70% said yes, you would pull out your couch for Harry and Meghan. I love it. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Our nicest of the day is Cher, who celebrated her 77th birthday on Saturday, same day as my nephew Chad, who turned 6. So anyway, she posted a very cheeky message on social media, and she said, "When will I feel old?" Because basically she kept saying, "I keep hearing about these numbers, but honestly, I can't understand them because Cher is fabulous." So then she went on to thank her fans and said, "I know it's been hard." She hadn't been on social media for about 2 months, but she's been keeping busy. You know, she's been doing some professional stuff, and she's been spending some private time, and she's working on music with her boyfriend, her much younger boyfriend, Alexander A.E. Edwards. So we know the secret of what's keeping her young. Ooh, I went out with a young guy myself this weekend, and I was like, "Ooh, do you need a bottle?" I mean, he was just too young for me.
I love this. I love Cher. And I love that question. When will I feel old? Hopefully, never, ever, ever. ever. Okay, let's do it. Naughty's doing naughty, naughty, naughty. Harris reps are denying a report that he has an escape place in California. It's a ridiculous story. So there's a story out there that he reserves a room at a hotel. We just did a story that they're too cheap to pay for a hotel.
Yes. Yet,
this other story is he has a room reserved full time throughout the whole year at a luxury hotel that he escapes to. However, a rep is saying, this is absolutely not true. It makes zero sense. Oh, these shady reports, Mr. Yan. Naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Mine.
For 15, 20 minutes. We try to make you laugh, inform you with all the celebrity gossip, but for a moment, we're a little bit more deep. Today's moment of Rob. I used to say that things happen for a reason. Mm-hmm. However, I now say people happen for a reason. Mm. Things are not people. People are what makes life great, rich, interesting, funny, happy. Focus on people. Don't focus on things. Stop saying things happen for a reason and look around and realize everyone in your life, all those people around you, they are there for a reason. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just spending time with my family, I just realized how incredibly lucky I am to have these wonderful people around me. And I had a great weekend with friends. We were doing an event. It didn't go as planned, but the fact that I was with my besties, it just felt so good. So always surround yourself with good people who are lifting you up, who just want to support you. And remember, the person you have to start with is the person you see in the mirror.
Hear, hear, Miss D. Oh, that's advice. That's a moment of Miss D there. Oh, I love it. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. And leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, sing along. If you're going to be naughty.
You got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip. Welcome back, Miss D.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.